Podcasting.
Almost live.
Everything digital podcast.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters there. It is Wednesday, November 11th, 2004, and welcome to the Everything Digital Podcast. Today, I'm going to go over the new Everything Digital Podcast website that is now up and running. I am going to play the Tap Dancing Podcaster News, which I heard on Adam Curry's Daily Source Code and on the openpodcast.org feed, and thought I'd pick that up too. And also, I'm going to talk about something called Bluejacking, which some of you might know about and some of you might not. It's a community that I've been a member of for quite a while. And I think I find it interesting. So let's get started. First of all, the new website that's up, it's really great. I'm now able to do show notes and things. So the address is everythingdigital.tk. So that's actually that, if you know what, TK does, it's a service that will, for free, redirect to whatever website you have. So my actual website has a much longer URL, but I just use the .tk service and to route right there. So the everythingdigital.tk address is actually the same address as the previous jdigital.tk. It actually leads to the same spot, but a little easier to remember since it's now the same as the show name as well. So I've also got a new podcasting section up there. Before there was a podcasting box at the bottom of the page. Now there's a link in that box, and the podcast logo on the top of that box will lead you to the podcasting section of the webpage. I'm still working on this webpage, so even though it may seem I don't have a logo at the top yet for podcasting, I've got to work on that. So right now it's a little harder to get to the podcasting section, but it is there. So once you get there, there's several, or there will be. Right now there's only one, just the 10-9 episode is up there. And I have the show notes in HTML and OPML for that. And from now on, any podcast I do, including this one, I will put up there, and I'll include the show notes in both formats. So for the HTML, the notes will open an outline tree. You'll notice when you move your mouse over some parts of that tree, it'll display whatever your browser's link mouse cursor icon is for your browser. Because some parts of the tree, especially parts that include in the text a URL, will link to certain web pages. You can just click on those, and the web page will open in a new window for you. And also, the OPML version, you can, if you click that, probably it's just going to open a blank window. However, if you right-click and download the file as, then you can open it in an OPML editor or an outliner that supports OPML, and then you can see the show notes that way. Each show has a description on the podcasting page, and each show has a link to the direct MP3 file for you, in case you don't want to download the iPod or X software or iPod or software. Although that is highly recommended, been using it for a while, and it's a really great piece of software, so I'd recommend downloading that if you haven't already. And for Mac OS X users at least, that's iPodderX.com. So, moving on, I have the Tap Dancing Podcaster News for
you. That's
died or he is not of liver failure, a mysterious blood disease, or a poisoning plot. Like Schrodinger's cat, he may be half dead and half alive. While creeping visitors fighting to take his place, knife. Florida voters who backed Kerry are seeking therapy. Deep hypnosis because they're wary and staring at walls when there's nothing to see. It's called post-election selection trauma. Sufferers want to move to Canada or back home with mama. In the Scott Peterson trial, a single juror has been dismissed for doing research on her own. If she was holding out for not guilty, there'll be a furor. If Scott gets a chair and Garagos's career is blown. This bulletin just in, Arafat's condition is worse. He's in a coma, or he's speaking, or heading for Palestine in a hearse. It's the biggest news since Osama influenced voters to vote for Bush and provided the push that turned Republicans from losers into gloaters. Stay tuned for late-breaking updates. That's the Tap Dancin' Podcaster News.
And that is the Tap Dancin' Podcaster News. There you have it. So, moving on to bluejacking. I've been a member of the bluejacking community for quite a while. What it is the ability to send messages between two phones with Bluetooth technology. I'm sure most of you know what that is. It's a 30-foot or a wireless technology with a 30-foot range, and two phones with that technology. If one of them creates a contact in their address book, then they can send that contact via Bluetooth, and it's normally used to exchange the contact between the computer and the portable device. However, it can also be used to exchange it between two portable devices. So what bluejacking does is you create a contact with a message you want to send in the name field, mainly you've been bluejacked, or something like I can see you, or something comical like follow the white rabbit or something. You can send pretty much anything you want, and see if you can find any phones within Bluetooth range, and then it sends the contact to the other phone, as long as both are Bluetooth enabled, and it will appear on the other person's screen, and if they look at their phone, they'll see the message. So the fun in this is once you send the message, you get to look around you, and if you see the person who you sent the message to, then you can send something specific, like a nice yellow shirt or something like that. And the really fun part about it is the reactions of the people you send the messages to. So a lot of people think, or you may be thinking just hearing the description of it, that it sounds a bit malicious, although it is not that at all. It's merely sending a contact to another phone or any Bluetooth device. Some people think it's hijacking the other phone. It's really not. It's sending them a contact. They can delete it if they want. They can reject it if they want. So it doesn't really put their phone in any harm, although it has been known to be abused, whether for commercial purposes or people will send messages like system error or something. But still, even that, it's pretty harmless. So there is a website for this, which I am an active poster on. It's the general website is bluejackq.com. That's bluejackq.com. And they do have some forums there, which are at the address bluejackq.com/phpbb2. And that will bring you to the forums. And if you are interested in pursuing bluejacking, it's really fun for, like, if you're waiting in line, in a long line somewhere, and there's a lot of people around you, and you really don't have anything else to do, just whip out your phone if you've got Bluetooth on it, and go ahead and scan for other devices. And if you find someone, then that can be a lot of fun. And there's lots of stories of people making friends with the people they bluejack. Lots of interesting stuff that can happen. So there is a stories section on forums. You can read all the stories that are posted there. Pretty interesting. So definitely check that out, especially if you've got a Bluetooth-enabled phone or PDA or even a computer. If you've got your computer in Starbucks or something, you can go ahead and do a scan and see if there's any people with Bluetooth phones around you. So that's all I have for today. I think this ended up being about 10 minutes, it looks like. I just wanted to get a podcast out because I don't think I'm going to get one out tomorrow. And it turns out this, the Everything Digital podcast is ending up to be about every other day, which is working out pretty well. Of course, it depends on how busy I am, and that varies week to week. But for now, it seems like it's pretty easy to get one out a couple times a week, maybe three times a week. And that's not too much of a problem. So I was listening to Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, and he requested that that other podcasters support non-RIAA music if they wanted to. So I'm going to play a song from the band that he mentioned on his show called Brad Sucks, the one-man band with no fans, as he calls himself on his website. And his website is bradsucks.net. And of course, this will all be in the show notes posted on the website. It'll probably take me a little bit to get that up, so it won't be up there immediately, but it should be up there by the end of tonight. So here is Brad Sucks.